The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I love the Old Testament. For many reasons, it's more confusing than the New Testament, but it also has a lot more battle scenes. If you go through the Old Testament, there are so many times, again and again, where someone goes up against an enemy, and they should have died, but they didn't. Like David and Goliath. They go into enemy territory, like the scouts Caleb and Joshua, and they could have died, but they knew the Lord was with them. Or today in our first reading, the prophet Jeremiah says, "Many are against me, out to kill me even." Then he says a phrase that changes everything of his mindset. He says, "But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion." In the Old Testament, faith was a lot riskier than us today pretty often. Faith was something they needed. If they didn't have it, they would not win the battle. It wasn't just something to make me feel better. They knew, if God isn't with me, I will not live. But God is with me like a mighty champion. The scouts, the kings would go into battle saying, "Is God with us or not?" Knowing fully well that God was with them. And because of that, it changed everything. They had a faith that turned into fortitude. A faith that actually gave them ridiculous courage, which we need. Jesus himself, of course, had that as well. He's standing before people with stones in their hands, ready to throw them at him. And he just starts preaching. He's not afraid in the slightest. He just says the truth as it is, that he is God, knowing full well it takes all of 2 seconds for them to start throwing stones at him. But he has such faith in his Father that he has fortitude and courage. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Stanislaus, again, a man of such faith and a fortitude. The king of that time at first was a good king, but fell into sin, fell into lust, took a woman who was not his wife, and everyone was against him, and people are too afraid to tell him that this is wrong, this is unjust for a king to do. But Saint Stanislaus, the bishop, told the king, "This is not right. You cannot do this." So the king had him killed. Stanislaus, a man of such faith, of such fortitude, was not afraid. All these men, the leaders of the Old Testament, Jesus himself, Saint Stanislaus, they have many big acts of faith, big acts of fortitude. Today, we have a lot of smaller ones, but we need to do them. So we don't have small acts of faith. If we don't have small acts of fortitude, we will not be able to commit the big ones. When someone's being picked on, when someone needs to say something, do we have enough faith that God is with me, that we stand up to others, to have fortitude to do the right thing? If we do not have enough faith, We do not have enough fortitude to sing at Mass, then we are giving into fear rather than loving God. If we do not have enough faith and not enough love for God to simply make that simple act of faith, even if you might be made fun of, who cares? God is with me. Is that hard? Yes. But actually, is that small? Yes. Lord, by the intercession of all the Old Testament prophets, kings, and scouts, intercession of Saint Stanislaus, and the grace of Jesus Christ himself, give us the faith and the fortitude to make every little act for the Lord, because he is with us like a mighty champion.